Ramsey Lewis says he has one foot in jazz and one foot in classical music. Saturday night, Lewis and his trio are performing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra at 8 p.m. The featured work will be Lewis's Concerto for Jazz Trio and Orchestra. This is only the second time this new work has been performed. Ramsey Lewis is no stranger to combining one musical form with another. On his hit album, The In Crowd, Lewis meshed gospel with jazz, resulting in Wade in the Water. Lewis says jazz and classical music have more in common than you would imagine. Before there was improvisation in jazz, he says you could find it in classical music, but it didn't last.
Especially the cadenzas at the end of the piece. It got to the point where the composer, maybe they didn't like the cadenzas that were being improvised, and they started writing out the cadenzas. So most, if not all, of classical music is written on the page, whereas jazz is just the opposite. Not much is written on the page, and much is left up to the performer to improvise. But being that I have one foot in classical music and the other in jazz, I started out studying classical music and got involved in playing jazz when I was 15 years old. Fortunately, my teachers were very serious about me learning to play classical music properly, and I thought I was going to go in that direction permanently, except my teacher very wisely told my parents when I was 13, 14 years old, I'm 81 now, that there was nowhere for African Americans to go in classical music because there's nowhere to perform. If you recall, the great Marian Anderson,
yes,
was not allowed to sing music in Constitution Hall back in the day. So she suggested to my parents, let him take advantage of whatever opportunities come up. And fortunately, the opportunity came up for me to play jazz, but I still seriously continue to study and perform classical music. So both have been in my very being forever and ever.
Do you think that the classical music helped you become a better jazz performer?
Well, in terms of keeping my technique up, you know, being that in jazz you get to dictate to yourself how fast you want to play, how many notes you want to play. And today you might not feel too good about it, so you'll play less notes, you'll practice less notes, and you won't challenge yourself. But if you're reading and practicing classical music every day that you're practicing at the demands of the music on the page, you're asked to do certain things with both hands. And that's the other thing. In jazz, sometimes jazz piano players, not all, but some, let the left hand get lazy and just play chords in the left hand almost all of the time. We all play chords to accompany the right hand a lot of the time. So we neglect the left hand quite a bit, but classical music demands that you keep your both hands fairly in shape. And so I would say that classical music has given me the ability to pretty much be even-handed. And I practice things that demand that my left hand do the same thing that my right hand can do. So when I play solo piano, it serves my purpose, because sometimes when I, every now and then, I'll take a job or a gig, if you will, where it's just solo piano. And there's no bass, there's no drums, it's just me and the Steinway. And it's wonderful to make a joyful noise with just my 10 fingers.
You call yourself a romanticist. How does that manifest itself in your music and in your daily life?
Well, I use it loosely. You know, I love life. I love people. I love a beautiful melody. To me, the glass is always half full, no matter what the circumstances might be or the situation might be. There's a way to think through or be positive about it. And so I'm in love with life. I'm in love with living. I'm in love with my family, with friends. And it's a positive way to look at life. And even through sort of critical things that will come up, you can see daylight ahead.
your work combining classical music and jazz, you've worked with Scott Hall, who has done orchestration for those works that you've done that combine classical with jazz. What's that relationship like?
It's great that I met Scott because he knows classical music very, very well, even to the point where he can orchestrate and arrange for it. I cannot do that. But also he knows jazz. I mean, he plays jazz fluently. And so he came over and I showed him what I had because I cannot write for orchestra. And we sort of talked about, well, what did I hear here? And I said, strings maybe, and this maybe, and horns here maybe, and maybe unison here and that. So we talked through the orchestration. But I said, by and large, it's pretty much up to you. When you hear, when you get to the certain points in the piece and hear certain things, be yourself and let's do this thing together. And of course, the first performance was with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and Scott was conducting after orchestrating the music, and everybody was thoroughly pleased, including me, of course.
That takes a lot of trust to come up with an arrangement like that. That's really quite remarkable.
Well, it does. After you write a piece and then you give it to someone that's going to write for anywhere from 90 to 110 pieces, depending on the orchestra, you sort of cross your fingers. But after meeting with Scott two or three times, I uncrossed my fingers and knew that my music was in good hands.
100 years ago, jazz was the up-and-coming music and was maybe a little considered a little disreputable. It had some origins in, you know, the red light district in New Orleans, and it was basically considered at the opposite end of the spectrum from classical music. And now here we are in the 21st century, and they're together in your music, and they're together in concert halls around the world. Does that astonish you that jazz has made that journey?
We've made progress, and the journey continues, and you're right. Now, jazz, which is America's only contribution to world culture, and you know, we can't claim ballet, we can't claim the great symphonies, although there are some contemporary symphonies, but generally speaking, you know what I mean. Jazz now is our contribution to world culture, and I'm very proud of the fact that I was able to be involved in each, and it was because of my parents, by and large, that they insisted that I get a formal education on the piano. In fact, it got to the point at one time that my mother thought that maybe playing jazz would in some way corrupt my piano technique from playing Bach and Beethoven, Brahms, et cetera, et cetera. So my father came down to talk with my piano teacher, and she said, no, it won't. Let him play whatever, where his music takes him. And once again, this was now many years ago. She said back in those days, there's not any or many opportunities for African Americans to play classical music. So let him take advantage of whatever opportunities come along. And at that time, it was to play in a jazz band. And so at that point in my life, I was studying classical music seriously and playing jazz seriously after learning how to play the music. My first opportunity to play jazz was with one of our church musicians. Wallace Burton could play saxophone, he could play piano, he could play a lot of things. And he'd only heard me play gospel music, classical music, and he heard the way I played gospel music, and he said, all right. He heard the way I played classical music, and he was like, oh, great. So he says, come play in our jazz band. Well, he never heard me play jazz. But he thought because of the way I played classical music and then gospel music, well, he must be able to play jazz. And he was in for a rude awakening because we got there in the Seventh East Band, fortunately, and he called out the first part, the first song, the Charlie Parker song. And at that point in my life, I knew about Charlie Parker, and I knew his music. And he said, okay, well, then let's play. And he named another jazz, and I didn't know that either. So he said, okay, well, you just sit the night out. Unfortunately, it was an early night. And on the way home, he was driving me home. He says, if you want to learn this music, come over to my house, and I'll show you a few things. And I did. I went over, and and learned it, began to learn it. He told me what to practice and what to learn. Elated now that I can make a joyful noise with either classical or jazz or combine the two. And it's a wonderful thing.
Well, the Concerto for Jazz Trio and Orchestra, this is only the second time that it's been performed, that you're going to be performing this on Saturday night. Are you at all nervous when you're playing something new? Are you at all nervous about the audience reaction?
You only get nervous when you're not prepared. Now, having said that, you can prepare, but there's something about professional anticipation that I heard Leontine Price talk about, and that is 5 minutes before the performance and you're standing in the wings, there's this anticipation. It's not nervousness. It's not fear. It's a little energy surge that you have to take a few deep breaths and calm down, and you go out there and do what you do.
Well, you, as you said earlier, you're 81 years old. When you're out touring, you've probably, over the years, developed some good habits to keep you healthy when you're out touring. Do you have any tip for staying healthy while on tour?
Well, first, if you're married, take your wife with you. Unfortunately, my wife goes with me everywhere I go.
Good idea.
Yeah. And secondly, I eat a lot of vegetables. I eat fruit. I eat some chicken. I eat some fish. And I get my rest and exercise. And I think good thoughts. And I have an iPod. There's 18,000 songs on it that has a variety of music from the great classical composers to the great jazz improvisers to pop, rock, blues. Just have a good time on the road. A little glass of wine in the middle of in the dressing room before you go on. Not too much, just a little glass of wine. And here I go. Watch out.
That's Ramsey Lewis. His Concerto for Jazz Trio and Orchestra will be performed with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra Saturday night at 8 p.m. at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. I'm Laura Kennedy.